Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. You're looking for some counsel if you're facing some personal issues, maybe suffering from anxiety or depression, or if it's a family member, friend, spouse that you're looking to support, then yeah, you can tweet at Suzanne Radford. And we're starting off looking at missing persons and what that means. And it's a complex area. There are many reasons why somebody might go missing. But what are the effects on those people that are left behind? Now, someone's texting here, they want to remain anonymous, but wanted to share with us how they had really struggled very much with financial problems, a big fight on their hands, and had seriously considered disappearing. But they didn't. They didn't, which is a good thing. And still fighting, still, you know, having challenges, but continuing and facing those demons. So in some cases, Dr. Raymond, somebody might just want to walk away from all their problems in whatever that may mean and not have to deal with it. Because, you know, under so much pressure, fear sets in. Maybe there is a depression, all sorts of reasons that make you just want to leave your family, your children, and walk away.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could just disappear from the bad things, but still hold on to the things that we love and we do endear? Sometimes people actually do this by going to the movies and being guests on Jason and Mark's program in the afternoon, talking about that movie. But what it is that people want to do is they want to escape. They want to escape from the reality of their own stress. So by going to the movies, they can actually embrace a particular character or identify with a character, and they can live that character for that hour and a half or 2 hours. Unfortunately, the movie does come to an end, and reality comes back where you do have those stressors again. People do survive stress once they've learned especially how to deal with them effectively. Many times people would think, it'd be better if I just keep quiet, make as much money as I can, get my debts paid off quickly. That would be a good idea if the creditor knows that that's what you're doing. So many times out of embarrassment, we may not call that creditor. And that creditor doesn't know that we're seriously wanting to be honorable about paying our debts. As embarrassing or shameful or guilty as you may feel, it's still better to pick up the telephone, call that creditor, and say, I'm having some serious problems. I want to get this paid off. Let me go to your office right now and explain what I'm doing. And whether it's a bank or a corporation or an individual, usually they're going to be interested in helping out simply because they want their money back. And they don't want to go through the hassle of prosecutions and all that other stuff that becomes quite cumbersome and expensive, and you end up losing anyway, and everybody does.
But it's scary, isn't it, as well? I mean, I think what I'm imagining here is, yeah, all of these things are building up, and you've got somebody that is getting more and more desperate and more isolated. So, you know, what you're saying is, don't be isolated. It's better to share the load. It's better to be upfront with the bank or whatever the scenario is. But I wonder, Doctor, how many people, if it comes to actually removing themselves and going away and disappearing, how many people do that in a rational state of mind, and how much of it by the time it gets to that point is because they are having a mental breakdown, they have emotionally, it is taken over their rationale?
Even if it's only a few people, it's a few people too many, because what happens with those few people who are delinquents, they're psychopaths, they're exploiters, they're manipulators, it hurts the rest of us who are good, decent, honorable citizens that want to do what's right by the people who treated us correctly. And we don't want to default on a loan. We want to pay back those loans. But those very few people who will scandalously escape or criminally leave the scene of the crime, they're the ones that may get by with it, leaving the rest of us in a bad situation, because then guess what? The banks aren't going to trust us. The banks are going to want to make sure that we are going to pay our loans back, because maybe we'll be one of those few that want to escape without doing so. So hopefully that number is actually very small, and unfortunately I can't tell you the exact number, but I do know it's not the majority of people. It's actually quite a minority. When most people, even if it is embarrassing, do call the creditor, most creditors are very willing to listen, because people want to cooperate. People want to help. People do want to get their money back. And you're not going to get your money back if you have to sue someone. So moving away not so much from missing persons and understanding why people do go missing, we look at why people may not have an answer to their problem, and they would, for instance, select to become one of those missing people. But then, of course, we have the missing people when people are kidnapped or killed. And those are the kind of things that victims of that are really the survivors.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, the family members who are surviving the fear of what may be happening to their child or to their spouse or to an uncle, aunt, cousin, or grandparent are feeling such a hole in their heart. And that's probably one of the best explanations I've ever heard anyone give, is I feel that there's a hole in my heart. The day to day, there's anguish. And with that, there are people that can hear that pain, but they don't always understand it. People will assume, well, you're just going to go through the usual kind of loss cycle. But actually, it's much more devastating than having to deal with death, breakup, deception. Here's the unknown. And especially when you, as a parent, want to be available to protect your child from any harm, and all of a sudden you don't know that your child is being harmed. And you hear these horror stories through news or through movies about what bad people do to innocent kids. It breaks your heart. It tears you apart that you're trying to eat or sleep and feel guilty for doing so because you don't know what the condition is of your child that you're not able to locate to protect them from somebody doing something terribly bad to them. So with that, it's getting through the day that makes it most difficult. First, you go through the shock, not just the denial that the person is missing, but the shock that they're there. Then you go through the anger that you're not even there to protect them. And how could God allow something like this to happen? Why would they have walked away from you? And then you feel the guilt that maybe you blame yourself, so you're feeling that you were negligent when maybe you weren't at all. It could happen. Even if you're just in a grocery store and you just happen to walk over to the next aisle, a little child at the age of 3 can just zip away in that split of a second. I mean, you know how fast little kids go when they're 3 years old? Like a bullet. And you don't know where they are. So what do? Scream out and let the security lock down the building until you find your child? It's a shock. You don't know what to do at that time. So people who are experiencing these kinds of losses go through quite a devastation. A lot of blame, a lot of guilt, a lot of anger and hurt that goes along with this. In the anguish of what is going on with my loved one. And this goes on from day to day.